Second, D. Timothy. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I recall the faith that is in you, which lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in you also, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of my hands. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, non-Jews. For this reason I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard from me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing W. Hitch was committed to you keep by the Holy Spirit which lives in us. This you know, that all those who are in Asia Minor have turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, because he has often refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus. Us, you know very well.